Good morning and welcome to worship at St. John's Presbyterian Church on Sunday, December the 18th, 2016, the fourth Sunday in the season of Advent, love. We'd like to welcome all of our listeners of our Tape Cassette Ministry to worship this morning. This morning we have a very special worship service where the youth will be putting on our pageant. The Reverend Ian Johnston is not with us this morning as he is spending time with family. We will apologize for the quality of the recording. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. We will be coming into the worship service partway through the Advent reading, and some of the quality of the pageant may be a little difficult to hear. We've done our best to amplify the recording. And now let's go with the other members of the congregation into the sanctuary for worship. God bless.
Child of hope, the child of Emmanuel, God be with us. Teach us to refuse the evil, and even as we strive to choose the good. And now we pray together as he first taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
We love to tell a story, O God. As we hear these ancient words again, give us the gift of new insight and clarity. Help us to hear your good news in ways we could never imagine, and to faithfully heed your call. Amen.
This morning we have a responsive psalm, and you will notice that there's a break in between. It's Psalm 80, verses 1 to 7, then 17 to 19. So when I'm reading verse 7, be ready to flip over to 17 so you can carry on with verse 17. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. And a reading from the New Testament from the Gospel, Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 18, found in the New Testament on page 54 of your pew Bibles. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was the descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the child wrapped in a bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The district court in and for the county of Bethlehem will now come to order. The Honorable Willie Snooze presiding, you may be seated. Case number 32651044483.
Are you done yet?
B. The people versus Josiah, Abel, and Seth, sons of Jacob, shepherds of Bethlehem. They are charged with disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace.
How you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Prosecutor, you may call the first witness.
On
I call Sophia Busybody.
Raise your right hand and place your left hand on the scroll. So do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name.
Sophia Busybody.
Miss Busybody, please tell me and the court where you were on the night in question.
Well, I was sound asleep in my snug little bed, minding my own business, when I heard this terrible pounding at the door. Those three lunatics...
Objection! Sustained! Just the facts, ma'am.
Well, they were so rough and dirty, and they smelled like soggy sheep. They were running around and waking everyone up, shouting, "The Savior is born!" What a commotion! They should be locked up.
Objection! Sustained!
I have no more questions for this witness.
Not this time, Your Honor.
I now call on Mrs. Gottalotta. Do you promise?
Of course, honey.
Mrs. Lotta, please tell us what happened on the night in question.
Well, I had a dreadful start in the middle of the night. A group of ruffians came pounding at the outer gate. I sent my servant to go get rid of them. But instead, those hooligans abducted him and forced him to go with them to a musty, dirty stable to see some peasant's baby. There's no place for their kind in our community. They are a menace to society.
Objection!
Well, I am finished with this witness anyway, Your Honor.
No questions.
I now call on Dr. Sigmund Fruitcake, renowned psychiatrist and expert in the field of angelic delusion. Do you promise?
Yeah, whatever.
Dr. Fruitcake, have you examined these defendants?
Yeah, I couldn't get them to stop talking. They were highly agitated. All three of them reported an angelic vision. Such delusions are not uncommon among shepherds. We suspect they are caused by inhaling sheep's breath. As you know, sheep have very poor dental hygiene. This condition is clinically known as halitosis psychosis.
And what is your opinion on their reported encounter with angels?
An angel certainly would not talk to these ignorant shepherds. It is my professional opinion that they are several camels shy of a full caravan.
No further questions.
Yes, Your Honor.
Doctor, do you believe that an angel appears to
person around? Certainly. Those angels, they are no dummies.
Do you know the story of Balaam? Tell us, Doctor. Who saw the angel first? Was it Balaam or was it his donkey?
Objection!
No further questions, Your Honor.
The prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Are you ready to investigate the defense?
Yes, Your Honor. For my first witness, I call Josiah, son of Jacob.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth.
That's the truth I'm telling, of course.
You may be seated.
Now, Josiah, where were you on the night in question?
My brothers and I were on a hillside near Bethlehem, watching our father's sheep. Suddenly, a dazzling light shone in the sky. We were so scared that we fell down and covered our heads. I heard a voice that said, "Do not be afraid. I have good news for everyone. Your Savior has just been born in the city of David. You will find the baby all wrapped in strips of soft cloth and sleeping in a manger." At last, I was brave enough to look up, and I saw the sky filled with angels singing and praising God.
Thank you.
times in your life have you spoken to angels, Josiah?
I did not speak to them. They spoke to me.
And do you really expect us to believe that God would send an angel to talk to you?
The angel said the news was for everybody, and I'm part of everybody. I do not understand all of God's ways, but I'm sure about what happened.
I am through with this witness. Yes, several camels short of a full caravan.
I call Abel, son of Jacob.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I absolutely do.
Please be seated.
Abel, tell the court what happened next.
Well, when the angels had gone away, my brothers and I decided to go to Bethlehem and look for this holy baby. We searched and searched. Do you have any idea how many stables there are in this town? But it was worth it.
What do you mean?
Well, it was just as the angel told us. We found the baby lying in a manger, with animals all around. Joseph and the baby's mother, Mary, were taking care of him. She said the baby's name was Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. I felt God's love all around me. It was as if he was right there in the stable with us.
No more questions.
No further questions.
Now I call Seth, son of Jacob.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
My mama says I wouldn't know how to tell a lie.
Did you go to the stables with your brothers?
I surely did. Mama calls me Tagalong because I follow them everywhere.
Well, where did you go after you left the stable?
We were so excited. We ran and jumped and skipped and hollered. Like the angel said, this was good news. My mama says everybody should hear the good news.
Did you abduct anybody?
We didn't steal anybody's duck.
No, I said abduct. Did you make anybody go to the stable with you?
No, sir. We just told them about the angels and the Savior and all. And they just cannot wait to go.
Those are all the questions I have at this time.
Cross-examine.
Oh, yes. Your Honor, Seth, you said you were jumping and skipping and hollering. Did you make a lot of noise that night?
We surely did, but we didn't mean any harm.
Well, did you wake people up?
My mom says there's a time for sleeping and a time for being awake. There's a time, and this was wide awake time for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you were disturbing the peace, were you not?
There was enough peace in that table for everyone in the whole wide world. My mama says God's love and peace should be shared.
Your Honor, do you not think that we need to take up any more of the court's time? You have heard this defendant confess to disturbing the peace.
I am unagreed. Does the defense attorney have any more questions before I make
Your Honor, I've just received word that a foreign dignitary is in the courthouse. He has information concerning the case. I call to the stand His Excellency Balthazar, Advisor of Governor of Persia. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Now, Prince Balthazar, please tell the court how you served the Governor of Persia.
I consult the stars and make note of the happenings in the heavens.
And what brought you to Bethlehem?
Some time ago, some other royal astronomers and I each observed the same new star. It announced the birth of a king right here in Judea. We followed the star to Bethlehem.
And what did you find in Bethlehem?
We found the baby in a house with his mother Mary. We fell to our knees and worshipped him. Then we presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Afterward, Mary told us about some shepherds who visited on the night Jesus was born.
Have you ever seen these shepherds?
No, but Mary told us they were dancing in the streets and singing praises to God. It seems strange to us that the whole nation did not join them.
The very creator of heaven and earth sent a star to lead us to the birthplace of Jesus. This court should be celebrating the birth of the king,
not putting these men on trial.
In the light of this testimony, I ask that the charges against my clients be dismissed.
Your Honor, I object.
Objection overruled. Who are we overcome with God? If God sent a star and maybe even angels to announce the birth of this baby, then Jesus must be really something special. We should all be jumping and shouting in the streets. Case dismissed. So now the children's choir will sing Silent Night, accompanied by Carrie Sweet on the mandolin. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get this pulpit back from Deanna, because she really does that home here.
for another chance for us to meet together in your house to worship you. We believe in the book of 1 Corinthians, and we pray that all offerings given today are out of love. We express your blessings. You can experience your blessings every day, and your blessings are always given to us freely and with unconditional love. Father, who loves us all the way to the cross, may we respect that love you've shown us. Bless these offerings that we've gathered here today. Amen. At this point, I would like to say thank you to Reverend Ian, who really did want to go and see family this week and give me this opportunity to be here and to pray with you today. Lord, we ask that you
watch over all our loved ones, wherever they may be, and help our leaders through this trying time that we are living in today. It is not a great time to be a Christian. It is a tough time to be a Christian. But we still seek your guidance, and we look to you to help us, and we wait expectantly for the birth of Jesus as we celebrate this coming week. We ask that you guide us today and always. In your name we pray. Amen. So now that we have come to the closing, may you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever. Our closing hymn will be Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we will do verse 1 and 2. And may we read the commissioning together. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we now go forth into the world to fulfill our calling as the people of God, the body of Christ. May you keep a smile on your face and be safe as you drive home. Thank you.